Elizabeth Thompson, a widow, was indicted at the Old Bailey on the 12th of September 1769. She was accused of breaking into the dwelling house of Thomas Matthews on the 12th of July 1759, where she stole one copper tea kettle, one pair of leather breeches, and two pairs of worsted stockings, the property of Mary Green, widow and servant to Thomas Matthews. Mary Green tells the court,
"My name is Mary Green. Mr. Matthews lives in Queen Street, Westminster. I'm his servant. My master was out of town and only me and my two children were left in the house. I had been out from betwixt 7 and 8 in the afternoon with my two children on the 12th of July and returned about 10. I locked the door at going out and tried the door to see if it was fast with my knee. When I returned to the house and was looking for my nightcap and heard some rustling in the room, I said to my children there was somebody there. At first I thought it might be a cat. I got a candle and I heard somebody getting into the chimney. I desired the children to stand and see that nobody went by. They were affrighted. One crept under the bed and the other flew towards me. The watch was going by. I went out and one of my children cried out, 'Here is a thief!' I came back and catched the prisoner at the bar about 6 yards from the door."
Did you see her come out at the door?
"No, I did not. My child did and the prisoner owned it."
Did you find anything upon her?
"She had a pair of leather breeches, a copper tea kettle and two pair of stockings in her apron."
Did you observe any part of the house broke?
"I cannot tell how she came in. The windows were shut and all the shutters fast and the door fast. She desired me to let her go. She said she had been in my house, but she had not wronged me of anything. I was with her before the justice. There she acknowledged she was in the house and took the things, but said she did it for want."
Did you know her before?
"I had seen her 2 nights before lurking about."
Have you a husband?
"No."
Whose breeches were they?
"They are my son's breeches, a little boy. The tea kettle and stockings were mine."
Where were they when you went out that day?
"They were all in the fore parlour. When she was examined before the justice, there was found in her pocket a key, two gimlets and a knife."
I'm William Bond, a neighbour. About the 12th of July in the evening, I happened to go by Mr. Matthews' door. I heard a little boy cry, "Mama, mama, mama," prodigiously. I stood still. In 2 or 3 minutes, I heard Mrs. Green call, "For God's sake, help! Here is a thief in my house." I went and took hold of the prisoner and found these things in her apron.
What did she say?
She acknowledged before the justice going to Mr. Matthews' house and taking these things out. She said she got in at the door and shut the door after her. She said the door was halfway open and that this was between 9 and 10 o'clock.
I'm William Hurst, and I was at my master's at the next door. I heard Mrs. Green's little boy cry out, "Mama, mama, here is a woman in the house." I ran out, and Mr. Bond had stopped the prisoner with her things in her apron. The prisoner said, "What things I have taken, you may take again, if you please." She behaved in a very wicked manner as we were taking her to the roundhouse. She said she would hang or make away with herself, that Mrs. Green should never have the reward. We took her garters away from her.
You were the constable. What did she say to you?
I heard her say if she got her liberty again, she would do for Mrs. Green.
Elizabeth Thompson, what can you say in your defence?
Between 9 and 10 o'clock, I was going by the door, which was standing open, and a little bundle standing on the step of the door. I took it up as it lay before me. A little boy cried, "Mama, mama," and that young man came and took it from me and carried me to the watch house. And the constable and the rest of them took my apron and a knife that cost 6 pence from me. And I demanded them again, and they would not let me have them again. They robbed me.
The court ruled that Elizabeth Thompson was guilty of felony, and she was convicted with transportation for 7 years.